Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by Table Think with Joshua and Carrie.
You don't even know I'm going to say this.
I don't.
You're welcome. They don't know that I've been listening this morning to you just be Southern.
That's right. Yes, I like to pull out my different accents and different things and get them going on.
And then I want to do it.
Right.
And I'm working really hard at not doing
maybe
it.
Maybe we could do an entire show with different kind of accents.
As you know, I'd love to.
That'd be a lot of fun. So we'll have to put that on the docket for something we could explore and maybe put out later.
I would love it. You keep this place going, I'm telling you. And Thursday, what a better time just to have some good laughs and, you know, all of that. And we were talking this morning about the time that my dad's office, literally burned
to the
ground.
Yeah, what a crazy story.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that was, you know, quite a while ago. But the best part of the story is that my mother and father were coming back from vacation, and they always would land in Portland before they drive down. It's about an hour drive down to Salem. And they would leave their car at a hotel, get it, and have lunch before they come. It's just like what they did.
It's a tradition.
Yes. And meanwhile, we were had been called, and we're going to this fire and everything is, it's burning. It's a 5-alarm fire, the whole thing. And I call my mom and dad, and they're so calm. And they are saying this to me, "Well, thank you, honey, but we're going to finish our lunch first." Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of space
on
that.
Fire,
yeah.
Fire.
But, you know, and they're like very calm and they're going to finish their lunch and then they'll come down and, and see my dad's office, you know, burning to the ground.
Yeah.
And so my brother lived in Portland, and before he came down to the fire, he went to tell my mom and dad, same thing. And, you know, it just took me a long time to realize they figured they couldn't do anything about the fire. They were going to eat their lunch. They needed to eat their lunch, and then they would deal with a fire.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't even know. At this point in my life, if I could do that.
Yeah, yeah. That's.
Have you been at any fires?
I have, yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Are you, like, have you, like, bad fires?
Well, it's kind of strange, but I have a kind of a similar story. I was with my parents, and we were coming back from our vacation to Disney World, and we had drove down to Florida, and when we were coming back into town, we saw all the smoke and stuff. We saw where it was, and turned out to be the building that my dad's operation was in. So
is that right? And so did it burn to the ground?
It did not not all of it burned to the ground. There was parts of it that did, but then like the building was unsalvageable. And I remember for the next I don't know, many years, anything that was salvaged out of there had this just horrific fire smell.
Yeah, it's amazing what happens when the flames are so hot and everything. And my dad's metal desk actually burned to the floor.
Wow.
And everything melted on it. It was profound, even his coffee cup.
Huh.
And so it was a powerful lesson of what happens, and always so grateful to those that really risk their lives to go and take care of that. And so it really is a good segue. Believe it or not, I may have made a good segue. I don't know, though. back to our message today. And it's Isaiah 43:2. And this one actually has been a favorite of my family's. And this is what it says. It says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you." And this passage is a promise again from God. It's part of the with God promise. And it says, you know, really what it's saying is that whatever you have facing you, I will be with you. And, you know, if you've ever been in deep water and where it's, you know, the destruction also of the deep waters, of the flooding waters, we know that all over this world, the floods and the devastation that it causes. And this really is about those kind of circumstances that are like that. You're just overwhelmed.
Right.
There doesn't seem to be anything that helps. And God wants us to know, I will be with you, and that it's not going to overflow you.
Yeah.
That each of us have that promise.
Right.
And then here it is what, you know, when this was going on with my father, we actually responded to this scripture and really set it before us. And it says, when you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. And, you know, for my father, we were so amazed and really blessed by my parents' response.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, because they didn't let it impact them. They right. still were going to live. And yes, they had a lot of things that they had to attend to. And
yeah.
I mean, because he lost everything. His business had to be restructured and had to move to a different place. And yet they remained calm all the way through it.
Wow.
And when we came to this verse, it was kind of like, you know, even my extended families, because we could really see that happen because my parents leaned on God.
Yeah.
And really believed that God was with them and would not leave them and that they would power through. And sometimes I think that we don't understand that God is always with us and
right.
will move us through it. So Joshua, I think this is just a really good message to all of us that that whatever we face today, whether it's flooding waters or a burning fire, that God will be with us.
You've been listening to Think on This by Table Think. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.